Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
As always, you can listen to this show, all of our local shows here on The Fan, on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Man, what a day we're having. I mean, it's hard not to sit here and enjoy what the Guardians have done. Like, I don't know how
easy,
you can.
It's easy to not enjoy it.
Any, it seems to be easy.
The owner's cheap.
I get it. I understand there's some people there. By the way, what did I read? I was reading on the break that their playoff tickets, obviously because it's a quick turn, Guardians.com. That was on Friday too, Guardians.com if you're looking for playoff tickets. I do think that there's some merit to the conversation about how to run an organization, but I think that's true of every team in every sport. And, you know, it's just... I don't know.
Andy, do we wish we had a major big-time budget here for the baseball team?
Yeah, we've always said that.
We'd love to. You know what I'd rather have? I'd rather have a really smart front office and a team that seems to rise to the occasion.
All right.
This team has done that this year, and they've done it in the past. God, it's been fun.
So Dan always says this, too. And Dan, go ahead. You say, what's your line? What's your line about the Guardians and the ownership?
They play baseball.
No, he's got no.
I really wish they would spend more money than they do.
Right.
But I enjoy every last second of watching this run.
Okay. Can I be honest with you? That's how I feel too.
You can hold two concurring thoughts at the same time. We are human. We are allowed to do this. We are not black and white. There's a lot of gray in life.
Okay, but here's what bothers me. Like,
ownership ticks me off.
It's okay.
But I also enjoy watching them.
The owners?
Well, them too.
Can I throw one thing
sure
out?
They're great at croquet.
I think the reason I got all fired up is because the quote was not Paul Dolan's quote. So just be right.
Well, but everybody can see the payroll numbers. They're not real high.
He never came out and said.
No.
And by the way, we're sitting here talking about one statement that was made how many years ago?
Okay.
You want to talk about living in the, like, people get mad at me for being mad at about the Ravens thing? I mean, like, I don't know how you can still live there. I mean. And the other part, they changed the name, man. They, blah, blah, blah. Okay, really? Because I just saw 190,000 people pack this place. So they clearly they've gotten over it. But you've gotten over it.
Can I throw one other thought at you about that?
Sure.
Whole thing?
Yeah.
Jose Ramirez took less money than he probably could have had on the open market.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because he wants a statue. He's been listening to the show long enough, and he knew that the moment that he took less money, Baskin would be sitting here every day arguing for a statue.
I don't think Jose cares.
And
about
I said it in Spanish too.
Why?
So can make sure he totally.
Why did he take?
He's
less
actually
money.
Been shopping for Corinthian marble in between breaks. Ooh,
why did he take less money?
Because he wanted to be here.
Well, and why would you want to be someplace? You like the working environment. You like the people you work with. You're comfortable. You like it.
He was hoping to spill champagne in the new clubhouse.
He's different than most players.
Awesome.
I'll give you that. Chris Antonetti's been here his entire professional career. Mm-hmm. Why?
Because Chris is really good at what he does.
And he likes working here. He could go work anywhere else. I mean, he'd be at the top of everybody's list.
Lake's nice once you get past.
But he likes working here.
Mm-hmm. They gave him a chance.
Mike Chernoff has done a great job coming up through the organization. That's two guys who came here as interns, and they've worked here their entire career. This ownership, whether people want to realize it or not, has built a great organization and a great culture that we hear constantly about the Browns, that they don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
They've built a great culture here. And how is that manifested? It's manifested in competitive baseball teams that year in and year out entertain us, and compete. Thank you. Thank you. I hope you win it all. That would be phenomenal. I don't expect that to happen this year. But maybe it will in a couple of years. Maybe it will next year. I don't know. But guess what? The ride is going to be a blast because that's what they provide for us. And if you don't like it, just don't go. And don't and truly, don't watch. You know, don't listen. If that's going to bother you that much, well, then don't bother. I'm sorry that your life is so miserable that you need to get your joy out of a potential championship for a team. They're going to celebrate if they win a World Series, and then the next day you're going to get up and go to work.
But the joy
Jeff, I just don't get it.
Jeff, the joy comes from the potential playoff team, though. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it should come
from. The joy comes from watching an entertaining product, Andy.
Competitive. Give me an opportunity to believe this team can make the playoffs every year.
Exactly right. And this organization does that. They do it differently. I wish they'd spend more money. They don't. Doesn't mean I can't enjoy what I'm watching. Doesn't mean it doesn't entertain the bejeebers out of me, because it does.
It also doesn't mean that you have to be blind to the whether it's World Series success or not. You can't be blind to the fact that they find their way into the postseason. Yes, the postseason isn't what it was when we were kids, right?
Nope, I mean, it's a very
it's expanded.
World.
It's a new world, but still, you had the opportunity to do what they were able to do this year. And if you want to be grumpy and miserable about it, then just don't. You want to pick up the phone and just be totally grumpy and be like, "Oh, I didn't spend enough money. Don't got it. Save it." Do you really need to do it today? But did you watch what we saw? The joy, the euphoria of this city over a baseball team that found two very unique and stylistic way to win two games in a row. I mean, come on, man. Who wins hit by pitch? Who's been talking about
this
CJ?
Team.
Like I said to you guys, I think I said it to you guys in late April. I said, at some point, CJ Cephas is going to be up here, and he's going to be the man. I have had his back for most of the season, haven't I?
You very much have been doing double shift. Driving
I was on the Cephas bandwagon way before he ever came up.
You were doing double
shift. And as
I
looked.
You knew he had a magnet in his back.
No, I saw that he was hitting. He was hitting a number that was over two something in Columbus.
It
and I was like,
begin
I'd like to
with
see
a
this.
One.
I'd like to see
hey,
this guy.
Bring him up.
Looks like he's doing something pretty good, right? Let's bring
I hope
him up.
This team can start developing some hitting.
But you guys remember, like during when they were in Arizona, I said I have a feeling that Cephas is going to get hit by pitch to put this team into the playoffs. I hope you guys remember that.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we find the tape?
Yeah.
Can we find the tape?
Sure do.
Check the tape. Go to the tape.
Dan is in Berea. Dan, how are you, my
Daniel.
Friend? Hi, Dan.
Hey, guys. If the people don't like the payroll here in Cleveland, tell them to look up the Mets' payroll. And where are the Mets at now? They're all going home.
True, yes, sir. This year, that was the case. That's very true.
Dan, good phone call. Thank you. Well thought out. All right. And didn't make any mistakes, like I do every day. Let's go. Kevin, Cuyahoga Falls. What's up, Kev?
Kev Boat.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
I'm outstanding, man. As bad as I feel about the Browns game, I feel 10 times better about the Guardians. And who knows, that could all change.
You're bringing the energy, baby. You're bringing the energy, Baskin.
Bring it. Bring it.
That's it. Hey, I'm perplexed. Did I just listen to some of my Northeast Ohio friends complain about making the playoffs? I mean, really? How can you complain about this? This is the most historic comeback ever in the history of Major League Baseball. We should be all celebrating this. Our team has done something no team has ever done in the history of the game. Let's be happy about it. I mean, it's amazing. Let's not poo-poo on it. Come on. This is great. We're in the playoffs again. You can't win it if you're not in the playoffs. And there's a whole lot of teams sitting at home with their feet on the couch. They're going to be watching our baseball team playing baseball. And I think we should be extremely happy about it. So, look, would I be a little more confident if we still had Josh Naylor and his 20 home runs and 300 batting average? Heck, yeah. I would be more confident. But, hey, you know what? This is our team. Let's go with it. And I say, go Tribe. Let's win it all.
There you go. Kevin, thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima. Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Good job. Michael's in Twinsburg. Hi, Michael. How are you? Michael.
Come on back, Michael.
Michael, bro, we don't want to listen. Hey, Michael, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just want to say, back in the 90s, this whole money situation and stuff like that with Dolan, I mean, they never paid, you know, out money. And I remember the Indians' payroll was only $80 million, and I believe the Yankees' payroll was 10 times more. And we still beat them in the series. I mean, that's all I have to say.
All right, thank you, Michael. Much deeper conversation with whoever
it can be. It can be done. We know that. Would it be better if you're paying all these guys outrageous money and had better players?
Yes. I don't know. Look at the Mets. I mean, it's the first time I'll ever say that.
Right. But. It doesn't mean you're going to get there. And somehow our team is able to thread that needle. So, good. Good. We've enjoyed it. Thank you.
Let's go. Anthony, Cleveland Heights.
Hoi, hoi. Hey. Okay, yeah. A couple things here. First, Sobrowski, Allard, Junis, Cesta, four guys, all on one-year contracts that make a total of $7 million. I average out their whip, 1.17. Good freaking luck finding a guaranteed slugger at $7 million a year. Good freaking luck. The Guardians understand, as Antonetti understood before the season started, it doesn't matter whether you score runs or prevent runs from being scored. Run differential is run differential. They said, go get me more pitching. They got more pitching at an inexpensive price. None of them are signed up long-term so they can leave or re-sign them for an extended, you know, contracts and so forth. So think about that. Number two, like if you remember the scene in Moneyball, Brad Pitt's character, you know, Billy Bean, indicated they got to replace Jason Giambi in the aggregate. They don't have the money to sign Jason Giambi. He's too much money. Naylor leaves. They pick up Slade Ciccone, who was instrumental this year. You didn't have to throw AAA pitchers. Manzardo, Kapus, Noel, and Santana all together at first base. That's as darn close to replacing Naylor in the aggregate, and you don't have to deal with Naylor's contract. So get off. You know, this front office proves it over and over again. And I have to say, with regard to the people calling and complaining, I have come, as a Guardians fan, I started realizing this year that I wonder how much of this, and I don't want to get into it, has to do with the name change. And there are people who just cannot get past it.
It's more so about the money than it is the name change. I think so. Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate it.
The folks who were going absolutely nuts over the weekend didn't really seem to care that the first two letters were changed and they put in three more.
Dan, has there ever been?
I don't get it.
I can't believe there's ever been a team that's ever won a. There's no way that's ever happened.
It happens every year. There's somebody who gets in with a negative run differential. Yeah, I can look up the previous years.
I mean,
it happens every year. There's always like one or two where you're like, really?
It was the Marlins last year.
Case in point.
What were they?
Oh, Anthony Alant.
What were they, voice of God?
I don't know.
We were minus six.
It was the Marlins.
Minus six. Scott Petrak, we'll get into the Browns. We'll come back over to the Guardians here in a moment. It is a outstanding. It's more than a victory Monday for the Guardians.
Big Monday in Cleveland for good and bad reasons.
Yeah, and then it's also, you know, Browns. We got to talk about the Browns too. So, and by the way, they're in England, so they won't have to worry about any of this stuff. They'll be on their way to England here by the end of the week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.